This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. And on the line now is a favourite of ours here at Joy. Everything he touches seems to turn to gold, even platinum, I suspect. His new single, Parachute, launched straight into the top 10 of the Australian charts a couple of weeks ago. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Tim and Maddie, welcome back to Joy.
Thank you. What an intro.
You are definitely one of our favourites. You've been into the station a couple of times, and it is always such a pleasure having you around the station. Everybody loves you.
Thank you.
Everything is just going so well for you right now. Now, five out of the five tracks you've ever released have been in the top 20. Three of them are in the top 10. That's an amazing run rate for any Australian performer.
Thank you so much, man. I am over the moon that, you know, my work being so well received. You know, I put my soul and my heart into everything I do, and it's just great to know that, you know, people are really liking it, and, you know, it's becoming a part of people's lives, and so I'm grateful.
The last time we spoke, you were releasing Incredible, which you said was written for someone special. Is Parachute going out to the same person by any chance?
You know it, most definitely. And I was lucky to have her in the clip as well.
Fantastic. Yes. You've done quite a lot of live performing of the new single, Parachute. You did the State of Origin match a couple of weeks ago. You did The Voice. Yeah. It's a spectacular video for the track as
Thank you.
Did you actually get involved in the choreography? We've seen you dancing before in other clips, but there was a massive choreography for this one.
Yes, there was. I had, the choreography was all came from my head. So to speak, I came up with choreography. It was probably a 2 month process of just building it, getting the ideas out, and then fleshing it out on the amazing dancers that were in the video clip. So I was definitely at the grassroots level of all the choreography.
Lots of familiar faces amongst the dancer troupe as well.
From So You Think You Can Dance, from other crews. I had the cream of the crop, the best dancers in the country on this film clip. So we thought we'd make something memorable and epic and inspirational, and I feel we achieved that.
Fantastic. Well, you certainly did. I know last year that you were booked to play a one of the gay parties in Sydney, which unfortunately you had to cancel, and I was going to be there, and sorry that you didn't make that one. But after watching your performances for Parachute and the video clip, look, I reckon Mardi Gras 2014?
Oh, well, see, if they let me still have the same single rocking.
I mean, you can see Parachute with, lasers and glitter and 100 dancers on the stage at Mardi Gras, can't you?
Yeah, I could see that, definitely.
I could see it too.
That'd be sick. I like it. Lasers, let's get the light show going.
Look, I'll put in a good word for the Mardi Gras board. I reckon we can make it happen.
Cool, man.
We're speaking with Tim O'Matic this afternoon here on the CNC Drive Factory. You're on Joy 94.9. More from Tim very shortly.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. Tim O'Matic is on the line with us. We've been talking about all things musical, including his brand new single, Parachute.
We have to say, of course, that your musical career is not the only exciting thing that's happening in your life at the moment.
No.
You know, you've gone full circle. You took out Australia's Got Talent a few years back. It's changed channel, and you've come back as a judge.
Yeah, it is definitely a full circle moment. I actually came third in the competition.
Oh, we all just think you took it out.
I know, it's the perception that I took it out. But it's definitely a full circle moment, being a judge on a panel, new show, new network, you know, four judges, amazing judges, the amazing Dawn French, Jerry Halliwell, Carl Fennelin, Julia Morris as the host. It's an exciting show, man. I've been working on it for a month and a bit now, and it is going to be the one to watch this year.
Now, there are a couple of key questions about this.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of the Spice Girls?
I was. I had a crush on Scary Spice. When I was younger.
I was going to ask you who was your favorite Spice Girl, but is that a dangerous question these days?
No, it's cool. No, back then it was definitely, Scary Spice, Mel B, but it's fast turning into Ginger Spice. You know, she's doing her thing.
So you said you've been working on it for about 6 weeks. What's it been like working with one of the Spice Girls?
It's been a dream, man. She's incredibly humble, especially from, you know, the background she comes from. We've really connected on a music level. She showed me some of her new music that she's working on. She's working on some solo music, which is just great. So, yeah, great energy to be around. Very cool.
Maybe we can get a duet happening.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Look, you know, I It's Raining Men, Scream If You Want to Go Faster, merged with Parachute. I can see a hot dance track there already.
See, you have all the ideas, man.
That's it. That's it. I'm an idea.
You should be an artistic director.
Now, the other thing I have to ask, though, is... Yeah. You know, you're fairly young. You can tell us. Did you actually know who Dawn French was when?
I did, because my family used to watch Vicar of Dibley.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, we used to watch it at the home. My parents used to love that show. So I was fortunate to know who she was.
And is she as funny in a judging capacity as she is in all the shows she's been involved in over the years?
I think so. But she's definitely more of a nurturing kind of mother. She takes the mother hen role of the panel. And for me personally, she is just, such an inspiration. She's like, between takes, she just hit me with like things about family and about career and advice about, you know, how to stay in the game for a long while. So I'm just soaking in so much of that knowledge. She's probably the most qualified, you know, being in the game for about over 30 years, so it's a very cool thing.
I think Australia's Got Talent is going to keep you pretty busy for a little while. How are you going to fit everything else in, and what is that everything else going to be in the next few months?
More singles, man. More singles, an album by the end of the year. I want to tour Australia properly with a proper stage show, going around to every state, and... I'm really starting to kind of work on my acting and working on screen acting and getting workshops done there. So just a continuous kind of evolution of my craft, basically.
All right, so Australia's Got Talent is going to keep you busy, but that's not going to stop you doing absolutely everything else.
Exactly that.
What have we got to look forward to in terms of Australia's Got Talent? You've obviously seen lots of the auditions so far. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I mean, this is the most unpredictable show on the planet in my eyes. And, you know, it from the extremes of, I'm more talking dancing salsa dogs, which is something you have to see to believe, to, you know, people, bending things and breaking things over their head, to the most amazing vocalist I've heard in this country.
Prediction at this stage, is it going to be a novelty act, or is it going to be a singer? Who do you reckon is going to take it out?
It's tough. You know what? You know, at the same time, I've seen amazing singers in this competition. There has been there's been some crazy novelty acts that have just taken my breath away. You know, there's this one guy called the Funky Bunny. He dressed in a bunny suit. And he plays the bass guitar like you've never heard in your life. And it's something you have to see to believe. So I don't know, man. Who knows?
Do we have a start date yet for AGT?
We're going to go mid-September, I believe. It all kicks off.
Wow, so it's still a little way to wait. Wow, there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, a lot of work to do. The whole show's got to kind of be cut up and edited, but It's exciting, man. It's kind of like, you know, taking the whole year up, but it's exciting.
It is exciting, and just as exciting as your musical career. Parachute is on high rotation here at Joy. It's universally loved. I know everybody's loving it. So
awesome.
Congratulations to you on that one. We're going to listen to that one very, very shortly, of course. We couldn't not play it. Tim, all the best with AGT. All the best with the album recordings. I hope Parachute continues to rock the charts as well for the next few weeks at least.
Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Thank you very much for joining us once again here on Joy.
Okay. Cheers, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.